This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Japan's announcement that it would reduce carbon emissions to zero by 2050 as part of the global effort to slow the worldwide temperature rise and prevent the most damaging effects of climate change. Mr. Guterres said in a statement that the plan was a very significant positive development and that he had no doubt that Japan has all the necessary technological, financial and engineering tools to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 and that it would also use these to help developing countries do the same. The UN chief added that he looked forward to Japan, the world's third largest economy, announcing policy measures in time for a UN summit on climate change that's due to be held in Glasgow a year from now. The European Union has also pledged to be carbon neutral by 2050. The UN support mission in Libya, UNSMIL, has announced the launch of the Libyan Political Dialogue Forum following the signing of a permanent ceasefire agreement between the main warring parties. The forum's goal is to generate consensus on how to govern the country after years of civil war and hold national elections as quickly as possible, according to UNSMIL. It was established after a high-level summit in January and was endorsed by the Security Council. UNSMIL said that the forum was meeting amid an overwhelming sense of hope in Libya after the signing of a permanent countrywide ceasefire agreement between Libyan parties on the 23rd of October in Geneva. The development also comes after consultative meetings with various Libyan constituencies in recent months, which have created sufficient momentum for discussions to continue. The United Nations has condemned an attack on a school in southwestern Cameroon, which claimed the lives of 8 children and wounded another 12. The victims were between 12 and 14 years old, according to reports, which detailed how armed men attacked Mother Francisca International Bilingual Academy in Kumba on Saturday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Cameroonian authorities to conduct a thorough investigation to ensure those responsible are held accountable. The attack is another disturbing reminder of the exacting heavy toll on civilians, including children, many of whom have been deprived of their right to education, Mr. Guterres said in a statement. Mr. Guterres also called on all armed actors to refrain from attacks against civilians and to respect international humanitarian and international human rights law. He also urged the parties to answer his call for a global ceasefire, reiterating the availability of the United Nations to support an inclusive dialogue process leading to a resolution of the crisis in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon. Daniel Johnson, UN News.